listening to WGXC Acre 90.7 FM.
Tune in to the WGXC Monday Morning Show, presented to you by yours truly, Simon Says. Playing music as it is and reading news as it was. Every Monday, tune in.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the Healthcare Consortium, a rural health network dedicated to improving access to healthcare and supporting the health and well-being of the people in our rural community. Throughout 2018, the Healthcare Consortium will be celebrating 20 years of serving the residents of Columbia and Greene counties. To learn more about the Healthcare Consortium and its services, please visit www.columbiahealthnet.org or call 518-822-8820.
All Together Now listens for feedback from the public. Anyone who wants to leave a public comment can call 518-291-9492 and leave an audio message up to 3 minutes with any sort of opinion about something you heard on All Together Now. You can also send emails to info@wgxc.org with opinions about what you hear here.
Hi, everyone. My name is Stella. Please join me for a half hour of music from the 1930s and 40s. Every week, I will share some of my favorite classics with an occasional surprise song from a different genre or decade. Hope you'll tune in from 3:30 to 4 o'clock every Wednesday.
Kiss me once, then kiss me twice. Kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time.
Hi, I'm Jack Sensabar from Catskill, inviting you to listen to my show, Backtracks in Time, dedicated to the history of Greene County, its notable people and places, and the Hudson River. The fourth Tuesday of every month from 2 to 3 p.m., broadcasting live from WGXC's satellite studio at the Catskill Library. You'll hear interviews with local historians, longtime residents with stories to tell, and archival recorded material. So please join me for Backtracks in Time, every fourth Tuesday at 2 p.m., right here on WGXC 90.7 FM, your community radio station.
Hey, you want to go get another coffee with me? I just got a coffee, but it's getting kind of cold. Oh, and I don't know, man. I just woke up and I had a coffee right there by my bedside, so I already had 3 cups. But I'll go get 2 more cups with you. Ah, cool, because I got to put some creamer in this one. All the sugar's at the bottom. I got to stir it with my tongue. Oh, cool, man. I stir mine with my tongue, and 3 cups of coffee later, I feel like having another cup of coffee. Ah.
Battlefield Earth, every Tuesday night, from 9:30 to midnight. Tune it in.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of WGXC or Wavefarm.
Super Kick Hot Time.
Good morning, everybody. You are listening to Jason Smith's Deplorable Radio Show for Sunday, September 9th, 2018. Got a great show for you today. I said, why have any guests? Jerry's enough. So it's just going to be me and Jerry Diamond talking today. Going to talk some current events. And I thought maybe I'd invite myself onto his podcast and he could do like a show within a show. So
we're booting up for that right now.
Booting up for that right now, huh?
Absolutely.
So you're going to interview me for a little bit. How long is your podcast anyway? I should have asked that before.
Well, you did a podcast. I mean, last time it was like an hour. We did almost an hour last time.
I don't think I can give you an hour.
No, but. Well, I generally do about 20 minutes or so. I do it 20 minutes, 25 minutes I've been doing. Because when I first started doing it, it was like 12 minutes. But to me, 12 minutes was enough for when people ask questions. I ask like between 10 to 15 questions the people about certain things and how they got into radio or comedy and what brought them into it and stuff like that. And they just go on. I talk about what it was like when they were a kid growing up. Were they always a comedian or were they a class clown in school? Like, I was a class clown all my life. As a matter of fact, I won a class clown award back in fifth grade. And I could buy a crane.
You won a class clown award?
Yeah, I won a class because you know how they give out academic awards every year? To like you did great in math.
I never won anything. I don't
know. You didn't show up half the time. You're probably too
high. Actually, true story. I did accept an award for perfect attendance one year.
You did?
Hold on a second. I missed a day of school. One day of school that year. I accepted an award for perfect attendance for a Jason Smith, but it was not this Jason Smith.
Oh, there was another Jason Smith? Oh, wow.
There was a
That's
second
funny.
Jason Smith. The That's award was funny. For him. They announced it, and I got up and accepted it because I only missed one day. I figured, well, close enough. Maybe they're just giving me the award. When I got it, I saw the middle initial was not mine. But I took anyway.
That'd be like having two Jerry Diamonds. That would not be possible. This world can. You know, my daughter, who's in college, she's doing archaeology, so she's digging for her future. She knows her future's like here. But she was telling me she did like a family tree, and she was talking about how she was looking at the family tree. And she goes, Dad, do you know that there are 875 of you people with your name, guys with your name? I go, are you serious? I said, that's no way impossible. That cannot be true. And she goes, well, yeah, I'm telling you that is true. I said, no, it can't be true. She goes, why do you say that? I said, because God could not mess up that many times. There's no way that there could be. This world could not handle that a Jerry Diamond.
Well, that's.
Now we're back on live.
That's
on
a true
now we're on live on Facebook
sure.
Live. So, yeah, we're just talking about awards and for those on Facebook Live. This is Jerry What the What.
Wait, Diamond. Are you doing Facebook Live or are you doing your podcast?
Well,
we're doing
a Facebook Live thing, and then I'll put on your thing there. I can transfer it onto your thing there.
Okay, waving to the camera.
Waving to the camera. There we go.
How many people you got watching?
Oh, but right now, there's more people come on screen. If you see my left part of my screen, there's people on there waiting for me to get back on. But the thing was like back in, like I said, back in fifth grade, I won an award for a class clown. And I didn't think that was possible because then he had academics for math.
I thought that was frowned upon in school.
No, actually, it wasn't. People.
I was kind of a class clown, but it kind of got me in trouble.
Oh, my daughter's on Michelle Marie Diamond from Tennessee. Good morning, Michelle. My daughter, she was up here last week. She was up here last week. She got a tattoo of a wolf skull with a diamond on the bottom of her arm. I gave her a boyfriend, but apparently that wasn't enough. Unbelievable. But yeah, but I don't know how you do it today, but I know they still do academic awards for a certain thing. Like, how can you get an award not missing any day from school? That'd be like working all your life without missing a day from work and getting paid for your sick time.
I don't know.
We were doing a radio show, Michelle. We're on the radio.
So, like I said, we don't have any guests today. I tried to book a couple people. They weren't available. I got one guy who's available, but he wants to promote something for next month. So I said, come in next month then.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? But, what kind of a person were you in school?
What kind of a person was I?
Was you? I mean, was you a good student? Was you? You say you were a class clown in school as well.
I was good in the subjects that I was interested in.
What was that? Lunch and study hall.
Lunch, study hall. No, I was good in gym. I was good in art class. I was great in journalism.
Oh, really?
Straight A's in journalism. Yeah. I was okay in English. Math and science were not my strongest because I didn't have much of an interest.
I was good at math. I was a B student in math.
Yeah.
I hated science. I'm going to tell you a little secret about science. I almost blew up the science lab one time. Was not good because we were mixing chemicals together and I put the wrong chemical together and then we'd burn up the science lab. It was awful.
I would not trust you with any kind of chemicals that could explode if combined or anything like that.
Ninth grade, I took home economics. I love food, love to eat, you know, and we're making pancakes. And we were in groups of four, and my pancakes out of all the groups came out to be blue. My pancakes died on the pancake operation table. Sad.
So I see you're all Buffalo Bills today.
Yes.
You got the Bills hat, the Bills shirt.
That's right.
The Bills socks.
That's right. The Bills socks.
I'm sure you wore Bills sweatpants. I'm sure you have them.
Or Bill underwear. today the Buffalo
today, Bills. Today is the first Sunday of football.
Yes, it is.
The season kicked off Thursday night with the Eagles beating the Falcons 18-12.
That was something. I was surprised about that. I mean, the Eagles are really good, but the Falcons were, I thought, were, you know, but it just, I don't know.
I didn't see much of that game. I did see during halftime, I was watching the commentators talking, and in the background you could see they do like dog tricks on the field, right?
Yeah.
And I was thinking, you know, the Atlanta Falcons, the Philadelphia Eagles, Michael Vick played for both of these teams.
Yes, he did.
Is this the game where you want to bring out the dogs for the halftime show?
No. Yeah, right. Do you remember this, Victor? No, I think that was crazy about that whole situation. I wasn't too fond about that. I love animals. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's just that, I don't know, it's just animal cruelty has become a really big pain in the butt lately with people.
So let's get your predictions for some football games today.
All right, let's go.
We'll run down the list of games all happening today and a couple for tomorrow night. We got your Bills against the Ravens. I assume you're taking the Bills.
You better believe it, but we know how that's going to go.
Ravens are going to destroy them.
No, they're not going to destroy them. They'll probably win, but not going to destroy them.
They'll probably win. So your prediction is the Ravens?
I'm thinking the Ravens are going to win, but I think it's going to be a close game because I've seen some teams with the Buffalo Bills that play really tough teams, and they lost by like maybe 2 or 3 points. You know, it's tough. I mean, some people, they're going to beat them by a large margin. No, I don't think so. I probably say by 4.
All right. We got the Jacksonville Jaguars coming to New York to play the Giants.
I think the Giants, that's going to be a tough game, too, because the Jaguars are really a tough, really good team, too. Giants, I mean, they struggled last year, so we'll see how that. But the thing is, they have a draft pick. They had really good teams, players this year on the team. So
I'm going to take the Giants.
I'm going to take the Giants on that one, too. But like I said, anything can go with this. This is the first game of the season, so a lot of things have been changed around since last year. And like I said, the Giants did so horrible last year.
Plus, they got to feel like they have something to prove this year after how last season went.
Yes,
so
they got – oh, yeah.
I think they're going to come out on fire in this game. And I'm picking them over the Jaguars.
But remember last year,
be a close one though.
I think so too. I if it wins, I probably see maybe by between 4 and 6.
Okay. Then we got my team, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They're in New Orleans playing the Saints.
The Saints got that game.
I hate you.
Well, have you seen how they play every year? They're a real organized team. They play really well. I see them at their best, and I see them at their worst, and you know, they got a good offense team over there. I think they're going to do pretty well.
I'm taking the Buccaneers.
Well, I would. Well, yeah, of course you're going to. Hey, just like I'm taking the Bills. So we all know how that's going to go.
And Doug Martin's not even playing for the Bucs anymore. But he was injured for a good part of last season.
And we had a decent season without him.
Yeah.
Even though you had your best player out, you still had a good season. You know, it's just, here's the thing, and I tell everybody the same thing. You have a great quarterback. Everybody frowns on the quarterback. Oh, you got the best quarterback in the NFL. Yeah, you may have the best quarterback in the NFL on your team, but you can't go by him. He's got to have help. And your offense linebacker's got to be the ones to help him get to where he's got to do his job. You know, it's the whole team that's got to be supportive. Not just one guy does not win the game.
Yeah.
It's the player's team.
All right. I've got two favorite teams. The Buccaneers are my NFC team. AFC team, the New England Patriots.
I can't talk to you anymore. This is the last time we see Jerry What Diamond here in the radio station now.
They're playing at home against the Houston Texans.
Well, we knew who's got that game.
Then you got the 49ers.
Did you see the playoff season with the preseason against the Giants? The Patriots?
No, I didn't watch any preseason football.
Why don't you watch? Listen, here's me gives out to you people out there. Oh, we don't. They don't count. Yes, they, in my books, they should count because you should see what to expect this year out of your team. Yes, it may not count for the record, but it should count for something to look forward to for the season of football. It's like trying out your favorite dish before you eat it. It's going to be good enough.
The starters barely play in preseason.
But it's
a different
play.
Team.
I know that, but they could use them later on down the road.
Okay. Then you got the 49ers playing in Minnesota against the Vikings. Who are you taking?
I'm taking the Vikings on that one.
Taking the Vikings.
The 49ers did really bad last year, too. Them guys weren't organized. They were just as bad as the Giants.
I'm going to go with the Vikings.
I wonder how
also.
That was.
Then you got the Oilers, right? Or Titans. I always call them the Oilers because they used to be the Oilers.
Yeah.
They didn't really change their logo that much.
No, they didn't. No.
The Titans against the Dolphins.
I'm going to Titans. Dolphins, they still have a ways to go to get themselves together. That's my uncle's team. That's his favorite team, my uncle's team, the Dolphins. He loves the Dolphins.
You're taking the Dolphins?
No, I'm taking
you're taking the Titans.
Yeah. Titans, I tell you something. I don't know. Here's what Titans. The Titans didn't do so well last year either. But, you know, I think it could be a toss-up. That game, to me, can go anywhere, you know.
I'm going to go with the Dolphins.
Yeah, that's good. You go with the Dolphins, I'm going to go with the Titans. And then that's all there is to that. And who knows, you know. Here's the thing. Last year's games were so difficult last year, especially like the Giants. How bad. Because they were all the other previous years, they were so organized. And a great Tom McLaughlin, he was the coach of that. He's no longer the coach no more. He had team on their toes. They did so well. And now he's not the coach anymore. And they got another call. Who's the new coach they have on there now? What's his name?
I don't know. But the season's going to be over by the time you're done with your analysis on this
here
one
game.
Here
we go. So here we go. Here we go.
The Colts are playing at home against the Bengals.
Who?
The Colts.
Oh, the Colts got that game.
Okay, I agree with you. Then you got the Steelers playing the Browns. I'm going with Steelers.
Yeah, Steelers. I'm going to tell you, the Steelers, that used to be my team back in the day. I remember on my birthday years ago, they won the World Series.
You bandwagon jump. I don't know that there's ever been a Bills bandwagon. But.
No, yes, there has. They're in Buffalo.
Then you got the Chiefs and the Chargers. I'm taking the Chargers.
Chargers shot. Yeah, I'm going with the Chargers too.
Seahawks in Denver against the Broncos. I'm going with the Seahawks.
I tell you, that's another one that's going to be a tough game right there. And they're both well good teams, and they play really hard. And they, you know, it's going to be tough. I'm going to go with Seahawks.
All right. So we agree on that one. What about your favorite or your second favorite team, the Dallas Cowboys?
No, they're not my team.
Dallas Cowboys against the Carolina Panthers.
I'm going to say the Carolina Panthers got that game.
You know what?
The only thing good with the Dallas Cowboys are cheerleaders.
I hate to agree with you so much, but I'm going with the Panthers also.
I'm sorry.
You got the Redskins against the Cardinals.
I'm going to go with the Cardinals.
I'm going to go with the Redskins.
Oh, that's fine.
Then
this is your show.
Then the night game is the Bears in Green Bay.
I'm going with Green Bay.
I'm going with the Bears.
Yeah, of course.
And then tomorrow night there's two games.
You honeysuckle, you.
Tomorrow night there's two games. There's the Jets and the Lions.
I'm going to go with the Jets on that one.
That's a tough one.
It is a tough one.
I'm going to go with the Lions.
Okay.
And then after that, you got
the Lions sleep tonight.
After that. The final game for tomorrow night is the Rams and the Raiders.
My good friend Peter Wallen, he's a mechanic of mine, a good friend of mine. He said the Cowboys all the way. All right, Peter, we'll see how that goes tonight.
So what about Rams and Raiders?
I'm going to go with the Raiders. But again, there's another two tough teams right there. The Rams and they're both well organized teams. That can go any way, you know. Yeah.
So just to disagree with you, I'm going to go with the Rams.
Now you go. You just go ramming away. I don't care. I'm going Buffalo all the way.
Going Buffalo all the way?
No. We'll see how that goes. That's going to be a sad game, Buffalo.
What do you think of this Nike controversy with Colin Kaepernick? People are burning their Nikes because...
Oh, my God.
Nike sponsors Colin Kaepernick now.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's ridiculous.
They've been paying him since 2011.
I know. So what's
it's just a recent ad. He hasn't played football in 2 years, though.
Well, yeah, that's it. And also, you know, again... Let's see how the guy plays. Let the guy play. If he's really good, keep it going. If he's awful, then get rid of him.
See, here's where I think both sides are wrong. I'm wearing Nikes right now. I'm going to continue to wear Nikes. I don't necessarily agree with Colin Kaepernick kneeling during the national anthem. I agree that they have the right.
Right.
But I don't think that's the right way to protest what they're protesting.
No, I don't think so. You know, here's the thing again.
But
this will become politics, and that's
true. It is becoming politics. But here's where I see both sides are wrong.
Right.
Okay, you're supporting Colin Kaepernick, so you're going to support Nike. Well, what about the children that are being paid 3 cents a week to make those Nikes? You're supporting that too?
Oh, no, absolutely not. No, no.
Or on the other side, all right, I'm not going to wear Nikes anymore because they have Colin Kaepernick in their ads.
Well,
that's what got you, not the children getting paid 3 cents a week to make them?
I wear because they feel comfortable.
That's why I wear them. I don't care about Colin Kaepernick or the children.
Exactly. Wait, you know, I mean, listen, I'm going to tell you something. I have people out there who are the best stuff in the world.
You're stepping on my material.
You're what material? All the comedians that are working this guy thing here, he has jokes. That's why I love him. But the thing is, I don't care what, you know, everybody has their own opinion on things, okay? I don't know if you've seen my Facebook Live status time for time. I say things like, tell people, like, listen, I don't care if you like me or not. You ain't gonna like me. I'm not making you like me. If you don't like me, you go turn me off, you know? If you enjoy what I say, be in my band, then I'm happy to have you on here. So I support everybody's decision what they make. I don't judge anybody. I never have and never will. Everybody has a right to their own freedom of speech. They have the right to say what they need to say. Don't be torqued up because, oh, well, he thinks he's all... No, that's ridiculous. If he has a reason for supporting Trump or a reason supporting Collins or whatever the situation may be, everybody has a story. Everybody has a story. And everybody should be allowed to tell that story, regardless of who they are. You know? And that's what it is. And this is what's whole, and I don't understand it because people get all like... Here's the thing, the kneeling thing. All right, well, I think that's, you know... For many years, football has been everybody standing up for the national anthem. Now all of a sudden, everybody's like kneeling down for this. And then, did you know that there was? I think the coach of the Jets there saying that every time they get fined for kneeling down, he's going to pay that fine.
Okay,
and that's crazy. You should be allowed to. I mean, this is supposed to be a free world, but apparently it's not a free world no more because there's certain things you can do and can't do anymore. And you know, you should be able. Again, for many years, people have been able to stand. And do the answering anthem. They're like the rules of football. They keep changing the rules of football.
All right.
You know? So it's a politics game. Football should be football. Football should be football.
Jerry, can I speak on my show?
Sure, sure. I'm sorry. Got me all worked up.
Like I said, they certainly have the right to do what they're doing. I don't think the president should be stepping in and saying, they should be fined or suspended or fired or anything like that. I don't think it's the president's place to step in and say anything about it. They should have the right to protest. I disagree with how they're protesting.
Yes.
You don't protest the national anthem you don't kneel for the national anthem to protest police. Go kneel in front of a police station.
There you go. Yeah. Say a prayer for them guys because they need it.
Wait, I don't see the connection between the national anthem and police violence.
I don't. That's like I went to the fair. I go there every year, the Columbia County Fair. And before they start the demolition derby or any event, they do the national anthem. And everybody stands up, takes their hats off. I mean, that would be like people keeping their hats on while they're doing the national anthem. That's being disrespectful. So the difference between kneeling down or standing up or having your hats on and off, I mean, you know, I don't know. It's all about politics. And football is a sport. Let it be football. Baseball is a sport. Let it be baseball. Bowling, that's not a sport.
Bowling's not a sport?
No.
Okay. Jerry.
I don't know. But that's the way I feel about it, you know. You ask me a question, that's how you feel.
So, all right. I'm going to bring this up now. I'm going to change the subject a little bit. There may be some changes coming to the show. I'm not saying I'm firing you.
Oh, great. See, this was a short-lived station, wasn't it?
There may be some changes coming to the show. I don't know. Okay. We're in the process of thinking everything out. We might change time slots. Okay.
All right.
I know this shift works for you.
Yeah, it doesn't matter to me. This is your show. Whatever you want to do, I'm with you. Your friend.
Here's what I'm thinking because this shift works best for me, and we may change time slots. We might not. I don't know yet. We're in the very beginning stages of thinking things out like this.
Are we in church goers?
So what I'm thinking, does this show have to be live, do you think?
Here's the thing. I have a lot of fans, okay? I know you're
You have Facebook me. Live. I get that.
That's why I do, because people can't get here.
You have three fans watching on Facebook.
And they can't get a radio station in the world they're at. But the thing I'm trying to say is that people can hear in Columbia County and Greene County can hear us on the radio, where people in our area can't get the radio station. And you get static, you know? So they can't. So people want to hear me, see me live, because they love me.
Okay, but they could still do that. They could still see you live, but does the show have to be broadcast live? Do you think the show itself could be pre-recorded and still be as good? I mean, we don't take calls, so...
Maybe we should.
Maybe
boost the ratings up.
Maybe that's another change we could make. We could make
Here's the thing about that, because every radio station I listen to, they have calls calling about certain things, like a talk radio show, they have people...
But Jerry, if somebody calls in, they're not going to get a word in with you as the co-host.
Oh, I'll let you do a talk. I'll let them talk. Just don't ask me any questions. you get the questions, I'll just listen. Just don't ask my input.
All right. So
you hate my spunk, don't you? Am I too spunky for you?
You're a little spunky.
I'm sorry.
So I'm just brainstorming with you here.
We could do a pre-recording on it. Pre-recording. Try anything.
Okay. I'm also thinking of adding some segments to Jason Smith's Deplorable Radio Show.
Okay, like?
Like, I don't know. How do you feel about going out to local events and interviewing people if you have the time? I don't know what your schedule's like.
I would do it.
You would do it?
Sure.
There was an event yesterday I found out about. I didn't know about it till today, but I guess in Catskill there was a food festival. I should have sent you there.
I would have went.
I should have sent you there to interview the food people.
I love food. Did you see? I was at the fair. I was interviewing people at the fair.
You were.
You didn't watch.
Don't watch your
You don't
Facebook.
Watch. Yeah, see, you should start watching, see what I do. You might learn something.
Is it still on there?
It's on my page.
Can I play some of your stuff?
It's on my page.
I messed up today. I forgot my phone adapter. I had to play music off the computer.
Help this guy out. He does nothing for me. Nothing. I'm just his co-host. Let's sit here and look stupid. That's all.
How can they see your videos?
They're on. What do you mean how they can see my videos? They see it live. They're on Facebook. Hello.
So look you up on Facebook, Jerry
Facebook
Diamond.
Facebook Live. That's right. Now I have it on my page as well, Jerry Diamond page. Look it up.
Oh, you have a page?
Yes, I have
now
a page.
Now we're talking. All right. How do you get to your page?
You go on my Facebook page, go into my status there under Jerry Diamond, and you scroll down, you see my videos.
All right. Well, let me try to figure this out live on the air. I'm going to go to
Facebook.
I
think you figure it will be off the air. Sad.
I'm going to search for Jerry Diamond. There we go. Jerry Diamond's comedy page is the name of it.
Yes.
And your videos are archived on there or just broadcast live?
There's a broadcast live. They got to go on that page. I got to put some on that page. I haven't uploaded it yet. But they're going to be on that page. I have my Facebook page.
Who drew that picture of you?
Go back.
There's a cartoon.
Oh, there was a guy in Albany.
Dana Toon.
Yeah, Dana Toon. Yeah, he does cartoons for the characters, comedians. From what was it, SUNY Albany, right?
Okay, I don't know.
I'm not talking to you.
Oh, who are you talking to?
I was talking to the screen behind you. What are you, new?
All right. So.
This is why I do what I do, folks. This is what I do. I entertain people.
So you can go to Jerry Diamond's comedy page on Facebook if you want to see Jerry's Facebook live streams.
And I have a YouTube page as well.
I'm helping you. I'm trying to build an audience for you.
I don't need help. Well, yeah, I do. You're right. I need help.
Is your podcast linked on there too?
Yes. Oh, no. My podcast is on my YouTube channel.
But you don't link it to your comedy page?
No. I got to work on it. I got to figure that out. I'm not computer technology around here. I got to work on that.
You're not computer technology around here?
No.
Okay.
I told you about my cooking days. I told you. See, I talk and no one ever listens to me. They just go through one ear and not the other. Either I'm talking too fast or talking too slow or not talking enough. I don't know.
I'm so glad I didn't book a guest today.
Good morning, Mary Green. You see, I had to go through all the time in my life.
Stop giving shout-outs on the air. The people listening to the radio don't see... Wasn't it Mary Green?
Yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong. Hi, Mary Green.
How do you know they're not? How do you know they're not?
Because it's a radio.
See, you don't have any fans, do you? This is why you do. I'm trying to make you popular, and you're trying to kill it. What is wrong with you? This is why you weren't that's why you were a class clown in school. You just too busy clowning around in school and not paying attention.
Jerry, I took you on as my co-host because
I'm helping you out. I'm making
because it's a radio show. If it was a TV show, I wouldn't have you as
we
my co host.
We could be a TV show.
No, you have a face for radio.
Don't hate me because I'm beautiful.
You got a voice for books.
fiction or nonfiction.
I don't know. So
but,
are we doing your podcast or what? What are we doing here?
Well, this can be a podcast. This does both, you know.
All right, so.
This is going to go on my YouTube page later
on. We're doing a show within a show now.
Right.
So how do you do this?
Well, you've been on my
I've been on it. I'm talking for the listeners that don't listen to
your
podcast.
All right, so this is what I'm doing here, folks who are listening here. And I know majority of you have Facebook, and I know a majority of you, look me up on Jerry Diamond, D-Y-M-O-N-D, not I because I'm too poor to spell it with an I. But anyway, look me up there and be friends with me. You be friends with me on Facebook, and you see all my stuff on my Facebook page from the radio show that I do with Jason Smith and Deplorables. And you'll understand why we do what we do. And you might like us. Who knows? You may even, this guy is very funny. He even acted, but he's very funny. I've seen him on stage act. He's very funny. Check us out. Do you have a
I basically asked you to do the intro to your show. I don't
well,
know
anyway,
if that's how.
But still, that's how this goes. And the thing is that, you know, I have it on my YouTube under Jerry Diamond, D-Y-M-O-N-D, on my YouTube channel. Check it out. Mm-hmm. And if you like it, like and subscribe, please.
All righty. So are we on your podcast
yes,
right now?
Yes, you're on my podcast right now.
All right.
This is Jason Smith, by the way. He runs this show. I'm just his co-host, okay? He's also a comedian. All right, he's a very good, funny
sometimes.
Guy. Good, sometimes, yeah.
I don't really.
He's got a real job besides that, and the thing is that I do too, but I just call that a job. I just show up and look pretty. That's all. Make sure everybody gets their coffee in the morning. The coffee in the morning, beer in the afternoon, condoms at night. I don't know, but anyway, So I have a podcast, and it's under Jerry Diamond. And what you do is on YouTube, look up Jerry Diamond, and you see all my podcasts from the comedians as well as my shows that I've done. And if you like it, hit like and subscribe.
Okay.
And Jason Smith Banner, like once or twice, has been on my podcast.
I've been
podcast.
On there once.
Well, I thought you were on there before that.
No, just once.
This was your first time. Okay. I go, that's right. Maybe
I think I walked around in the background.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, this is me again. So that's that. But, so that's what we do. And I talk about, like, how long have you been doing comedy? You've been doing comedy what?
The 23rd of this month will be 10 years.
10 years. 10 years. That's a long time. And you're not in Hollywood yet?
No.
Why?
I'm in East Greenbush.
Well, I know where you are. Jesus. I'm in Volusia. But the thing is, I've only been doing this 4 years. And, you know, here's the thing. Like, you've been on New York City, haven't you?
I have. All right. Here's my opinion on comedy, my theory.
Okay.
To answer your question, why I'm not in Hollywood, my theory is comedy is dead right now. Comedy's been dead for 3 or 4 years now.
Oh, so you read the paper yesterday?
I didn't read the paper. I know you want to talk about that, but this is my honest, my honest theory without reading whatever that article says.
Okay.
Audiences have become so politically correct, offended by every little thing, that you don't know what to say on stage anymore. The comedy I grew up with isn't there anymore.
I agree with you on that. I do agree with you on that. But you know what? There's so much changes in life. And, you know, like, there's so many things that happen with our world. You know, that we got everything's going computerized. Now, the gay and lesbians, they have rights. And they should have rights a long time ago. Don't get me wrong. And they're people,
but,
too. And they're,
but stand-up comedy doesn't take rights away from anybody.
No, you're right. And, you know, recently I spoke about this on the show last time about a local radio station talking about should comedians have a say or pass on what they say on stage. And this is my thought. And you can either agree with me or disagree with me. I believe, yes, to a certain extent they should have a pass because you're going to a comedy show. And when you're doing comedy, anything should go. And if you think it's a bit too racist, or if you think it's too political, or you think it's, you know, whatever you disagree with, then don't go to a comedy show. Stay home, watch Netflix, all right? Watch PBS, all right? The thing is, comedy's been around for many, many years. People think, oh, Kevin Hart started it, or C.K. No. The comedians of yesterday are no longer here. Just a matter of fact, one just passed away recently. Bill Daly, he was on the I Dream of Jeannie. Larry Hagman.
Was he a comedian?
Well, he was a comedian somewhat. He was an actor-comedian. Okay. And, but he's been away from TV shows for a long time. He died at age 91. And he was very, you know, the things you just say today, look at, they want to reboot somebody's show, like Archie Bunker, All in the Family. They want to reboot. But you can't do that.
Nobody wants to reboot that show.
You want, no, and I'm going to tell you why. All right, and I don't know if you can agree with me or disagree with me.
Disagree, but go on.
Remember Starsky and Hutch, the show back in the day, Starsky and Hutch?
Jerry, you're older than I am. I don't remember that show. I remember a movie, I think.
Yeah, there was a movie. That movie was
like
that movie
Ben Stiller.
Killed the original Starsky and Hutch. What about, did you ever see Dukes of Hazzard, the original Dukes of Hazzard with Daisy Duke, Catherine Bach, and
Jerry, you're older than me. I remember a movie. Was there a movie?
Yeah, there was a movie. Yeah, that movie. There was reruns. You have a TV?
I do.
Do you have
smart
cable?
TV.
Oh, apparently ain't that smart because you don't watch TV Land or anything like that.
TV Land,
the old show like that, Dukes of Hazzard, or they had Sanford and Son and the Bonanza. Yeah, a show that I grew up on back in the 70s and 80s. Of course not. You wouldn't understand that.
I don't know. The oldest TV show I can remember is probably MTV's TRL.
That's back in the 80s and early 90s.
That's 90s. No, and I'm joking. I don't know.
But the thing was...
He-Man, maybe.
He-Man. He-Man! I pretend that was He-Man. No muscles. I tried. But the thing was is that, you know, the shows back from yesterday, you're trying to recreate today. You can't do that because it's not the same.
Nobody watches TV anymore. Who has time for TV?
Old people.
Oh, so you got time for TV?
No. I ain't old. What's wrong with you? I ain't 50 yet. That will be in January.
Oh, boy.
Here we go. Bring out the acids and Pepto-Bismol and the pens. But no, I mean, the shows that I grew up on watching, that was comedy. Like, there was Red Fox and there was Milton Berle. Milton Berle was Mr. Television because he was the first comedian that ever began television when the first TVs came out. He was the first comedian to come out on TV. There was Jonathan Winters, Red Skelton, Sid Caesar. I mean, these guys were great.
Red Skelton, the villain from Captain America?
No, not Red Skelton. Red Skelton.
Oh, that's Red Skull.
No, yeah, Red Skull. We'll talk later. But the thing was is that these guys were comedians, and the things they did today, you can't do today. Abbott and Costello, Laurel and Hardy, the Three Stooges. I mean, I can go on forever. But the thing is, that's where comedy came from. And today, you're right. Comedy is dying because of stuff like that. We can't say anything certainly because of political.
The comedians you just mentioned, I don't know if their style.
They're all dead.
I don't know if their style died out because of political correctness.
No.
I'm talking about...
But you can do that back then. Things you can do back then you can't do today is what I'm getting at. Like, there's Richard Pryor, he was so... His language was so vulgar. Like, Red Fox is
overrated.
Yeah. But,
anyway.
You know, you can't say that anymore because you're going to offend somebody. You know? And that's,
George,
right.
Carlin was,
George Carlin
was the greatest of all time.
Yes, he was. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I don't think he could do his... If he was alive today, I don't think he could do his stuff.
No, he couldn't. No.
He would offend college kids.
Exactly. And then Joan Rivers. Joan Rivers was another great comedian who died a couple of years ago. She
couldn't get away with doing her stuff if she was going.
Exactly. Exactly. This is what I'm saying. I'm agreeing with you about comedy, about being dying like that, because you're right about that.
I take that back to an extent. The people we just named... They have their fan base already, and
yes,
those are the people that would show up, and they could do their stuff. But a newer comedian doing that style would never work.
No, exactly. You're right. You're absolutely right. That's why.
Which is why I'm saying comedy is dead. What's this article that you brought in?
All right. This article is about yesterday from Times Union, and I'm going to show the viewers on Facebook Live. I'm sure you saw a picture of me of it yesterday holding up at the store at Cumberland Farms. It says, comedy leads to misery. All right, this is about a movie that came out. The tax records show that SUNY Poly Spent lost $750,000 on a failed
$750,000.
Yeah, on a failed low budget movie. Okay.
Okay.
All right. This movie was about Pottersville. Now, back in I don't want to talk to you because you don't even know. You should watch it this Christmas. You might learn something.
Okay.
Jimmy Stewart, who played this character on It's a Wonderful Life. I'm sure a lot of you viewers out there know what It's a Wonderful Life is about.
Listeners.
Yes, the listeners. It's about
it's a radio
listeners,
show.
Later, and listeners and Facebook Live. The thing is, back then, the It's a Wonderful Life was based on this guy who started out with nothing, and he gave people the poor people would think you're getting the money because they had no money. It was a small town, like my area, I live in Malaysia, small area. And this guy, he helped anybody out, whoever they were. He helped them out with money, give them a loan. And then don't worry about paying the money back right away. We'll take care of it. And he gave things to people, and it was a touching, wonderful story. He met this woman who would live, was in love with, and he got her, married her, and they lived in this awful house, this old rundown house they put together, and it was a beautiful movie. I cried every time I watched this wonderful life. But this Partersville movie here was about, Judy Greer, Christina Hendricks, Ian McShane.
Is this your first time reading this article?
No, I read it last night, but I'm just saying that these, some of these guys on here were on this movie, and there was about this guy.
How does the comedy lead to the misery?
Because
in
this movie they watched, and I watched it last night, they're saying that it was a crappy, they didn't like the movie, it was stupid. And in a kind of way, it was stupid, but stupid funny.
Okay.
And this doesn't do with comedy. Comedy bases on everything. There are so many styles of comedy, and you know as well as I do, as a comic. You get your one-liners, you get your storytellers. You got your funny, stupid comedians. You know, they can just ad-lib things. You got, what's the other one I'm looking for?
What style do you think you are?
I'm a storyteller.
Storyteller, okay.
Well, you know, you've been with me a long time. You know how this goes. You ain't got to be with me forever to know who I am. But they, you know, certain people get drawn and they want something that's going to laugh and they want that's going to make them laugh nonstop. Not every comedy movie's like that.
Right. So the misery is they had some criticism?
Yes. Yes.
So what?
That's what I said.
How is that a front page story?
That's what I said. Why is it a front page story? What, with Donald Trump on vacation that day or something? I mean, come on.
Here we go.
Well, you know, you started it. So the thing is that, you know, I'm trying to get it out there that comedy is different styles of comedy. You got your one-liners, you got your storytellers, you got your politics. Chris O'Leary, a good friend of ours. His politics is all comedy, and he's funny. He's funny.
I don't think that I'm looking at it right now. I don't think the story is that they got negative reviews.
None of people watched it.
It says it that failed. SUNY lost $750,000 making
this
movie.
Because it wasn't a hit. That's why wasn't a hit. When you do movies, they've spent a lot of money on movies to make movies. They want to make that money back, and or plus some. They want to get a profit out of it. Not every movie's like that. You know, and comedy is being criticized all over the place. I mean, on the radio station, they said, should we get a pass and say what we say on stage? What do you think? What's your thoughts on that?
As a comedian, it's your job to say whatever you want to say.
Thank you.
So.
Thank you.
Anyway.
Well, that's
I think
that's
you missed the point of that story, though. $750,000 is a lot of money.
It is a lot of money. But the thing is, you know, and I'm trying to get this out there when you make a movie. Yes, it's a lot of money to make a movie, but you're taking a chance on it. You know, you should, like. When you write your stuff out, you should maybe it's gonna be enough that people are gonna like it, they're gonna enjoy the story, and you know any movie can make it or not make it. I see movies that didn't so well, but you don't see them on the front page of the paper. I'm just saying, leave comedy alone. Comedy's been around before us, during us, and after us.
I think that's what audiences have been saying to you on your way out of shows.
Nice.
Leave comedy alone.
Don't come back. Nice.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I assure you. Yeah, we see. I got a story for you.
You got a story for me. All right, what else is going on?
Oh, we got football going on.
We talked about football.
Did you see Burt Reynolds passed away recently?
Yes, 82? I saw that.
Did you ever see his show, The Smoking the Bandit?
Wasn't he on Cannibal? Celebrity Jeopardy?
Yeah, he was on Celebrity Jeopardy. Yeah, he was also.
He told Alex Trebek that his name was Turd Ferguson.
Yeah, he was also in the Dukes of Hazzard movie too. He played Bald Hog in the Dukes of Hazzard movie with Jessica Simpson. Did you see that? You said you saw it.
You know, it wasn't actually Burt Reynolds.
That was Burt Reynolds
on Celebrity Jeopardy saying he's Turd Ferguson. No, that was Norm Macdonald.
It was Norm Macdonald. Yeah, okay. Yeah, Norm Macdonald's a really good. I love Norm Macdonald because he can do some pretty crazy stuff like that. I love him.
He can do some pretty crazy stuff like that.
Well, it's also Ken, what's his name? Another comedian that can do the same thing too. He's been on Saturday Night Live a few times too. He's been the voice of Donald Trump there.
Alec Baldwin.
He's funny. I knew he was funny, but I think he was that funny. He could do something like that, play Donald Trump the way he does. I think he's funny. Jimmy Fallon.
Are we still on your podcast?
Still on a podcast
here.
Are
you interviewing me?
Yes.
Or no?
So let me ask more questions about yourself here. Jesus, here we go. I'm asking you what you thought about comedy, what your thoughts about certain things. So that's what I'm asking you on my podcast here. Okay. So what do you think how we can improve comedy?
How can we improve it?
How can we make comedy
better? I think it's dead. I don't know.
You can't. No,
we're
not
get a
dead.
New audience.
Get a whole new audience. I mean, you agree with me on they should say what they want to say. Comics, you should get it passed. Okay,
yeah.
That's my biggest thing. I want to know because I want to get that out there because I want to know what everybody's opinion is on. Because if you don't, your comedy, you want
to. It's the comedian's job to find where the audience draws that line,
right,
and then deliberately cross it,
right. Now
and to a point where they're uncomfortable with it, and then before they know it, they're laughing along mm-hmm. with things that they don't agree with.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. But that's the thing. I mean, why are you judging? You know you're going to a comedy show. You know they're going to say what they want to say. Why bother going if you think you feel offended? It's not about you. It's about people in general. It's not pointing out you saying, oh, well, you know, you're like this and you're like that. No, that's not that. It's the people in general. That's how they are. You know, I think we live in a sad world because comedy, I love comedy. I love doing what I'm doing. I'm not going to stop doing what I'm doing until the Lord takes me away. But that could be soon if I keep this up. we're going to save the earth. We're taking him out now.
So to answer your question, I don't think comedy can be fixed right now.
You don't think so?
No. Nope.
Why do you say that?
Because there's too many people out there who grew up being handed participation trophies when they were kids. They feel like their feelings mean something in this world. And any little thing you say, and it doesn't have to be intended to be offensive. You could talk about your Bill's hat, and somebody out there knew a guy named Bill who did something wrong to that. I don't know. I'm just saying, people get offended over stupid things.
I wonder how many people
you
be offended by this show
the
today.
People. You have to fix the people if you're going to fix comedy.
You can't fix stupid. You were
exactly.
The wrong way.
You know what? Exactly.
Wrong way said it, but you just can't fix stupid.
So I don't think it can be fixed.
I blame it on the government. Well, you know, here's the thing. I think it can be fixed.
Okay, what's your theory?
I think that you got to find a way to fill your audience, and you just, you know, do something out of stupidity. Like go back to the days of a comedy with like Red Skelton, Milton Berle, and Jonathan Winters. Just pull and create it yourself. Don't use the same thing they did, but create something similar to that, so people will start laughing and then get a kick out of it. Like you can walk out and fall and trip on stage, people are going to laugh at it. Jerry Lewis, a great comedian who passed away this past year, age 91. He was another comedian that did stupid things, and people laughed at it. And people still see, even the younger people today have seen that, and they think it was funny. They think it's funny. But, you know, it goes back to today. People are talking about racism. They're talking about politics. People are not, you know, there are a lot of Trump supporters out there. They're going to be, whoa, you can't say anything about that. We're Trump supporters.
Whoa.
But no, I'm just saying in general, there's people out there like that. Okay.
Okay, there are some people, sure.
But
I wouldn't
that,
say every Trump
well,
supporter.
No,
like
but there are people out there like that. But the thing is that, us comedians, it's not about politics. It's not too about racism or anything like that. Do something for our own stupid life, what we did wrong. Like I used to go around every time I got a broken relationship with a girl, my good friend of mine would tease me. He would send me to he would work on a car. He sent me to the parts store to go get me carbon monoxide for his car. And you can't buy carbon monoxide at an auto parts store. I tried, I know. And people would laugh at that. They think it's funny, you know, because I was so, I knew where carbon monoxide is.
Mm-hmm.
But I was so upset with my girl leaving me and everything. I would just go down the parts store. I need a cup of carbon monoxide, please. And they look at me, what? We don't sell that stuff here. You know what that is? Or fluid for your headlights, you know? So that's something funny. It was stupid, but it's funny. But I did this stuff when I was a kid, you know? And people, oh my God, that's so funny, you know? Really? Let's see how many times you get.
I'm not sure I got an answer from you on how you fix comedy, though.
Well, because I just told you, you got to be creative. You have to be creative.
Comedians have always been creative. You wouldn't be on a stage if you're not creative.
Well, yeah, but they're creative in certain different ways, like politics and talking about racism. No, don't do that, okay? Because people are so frowned on that today. Do something different. There's always something different you can do. You pick out of your own life.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you just like, you know, we grew up like this. We were so poor. Like, Rodney Dangerfield, he did everything by himself. We were so poor that we thought dirt was a dessert. You know, and stuff like that. You know, something.
Yeah, and then you get a guy in the audience who happens to be homeless, and he's like, oh, I'm offended by that. And you he emails the club owner.
Wait a minute. How do you get it? He had the money to get into the club.
Homeless people make money. People hand them money all the time.
No, that's how I make money. Maybe. They see what I'm wearing. They say, oh, we feel sorry for you here. Get a better team. Anything else, it can be fixed. If you work hard enough for it, if you dig deep down inside your soul, you can fix it.
All right.
I'm
getting feedback from some of the listeners.
There you go.
You don't want to know what the feedback is because, let's just say comedy is leading to misery.
Everybody has their right to their opinions. I respect everybody's opinions. All right. You can agree with me or disagree with me, and that's okay. I'm okay with that. You know, it's all about getting your feelings out there, getting your stuff out there. You know, I mean, that's how it is. Everybody, you're not gonna have everybody agreeing with you. That's just how this world works. If everybody was agreeing with me, I'd be crying. So, oh my God, they all lost their minds. You know, you don't agree with me on everything.
Your podcast kind of just goes off the rails, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Okay. Like I do, I go off the rails. How long have you known me? But I'm that's how I feel about people. I love everybody. I love everybody. I don't care who you are and what you are. I love everybody.
What else do you want to talk about? Because we only got a couple minutes here.
Oh, okay. Well, let's see. Well, what do you want to talk about? You got anything you want to talk about? I mean,
we were doing your podcast. Well,
yeah,
well,
of course we're doing.
I have
podcast.
A couple things we could.
Well, tell me.
You know how every day there's like stupid national holidays that like nobody knows.
Yeah.
Do you want to go down the list of what there is today?
Sure, sure. Why not? Why not?
All right. We got National Teddy Bear Day.
Okay.
Then you got National Grandparents Day, which isn't that stupid.
That's been on for a long time, I can remember.
I'll tell you how long. Since 1978.
Yeah. I remember that.
I was born in 1978, September 2nd. And that's the first year there was National Grandparents Day, the first Sunday after Labor Day. So
I was 9 years old.
I was 0 years
old. I'm sorry to hear that. Thank your parents.
National Hug Your Hound Day is today. So,
oh, wow, really?
So there's two things going on there. I dropped off my dog to his grandparents, my parents. So
Happy Grandparents Day.
So hopefully they give little Enzo a hug.
Hug Enzo. Give him a little hug.
It's National Hug Your Hound Day. It's also National Wiener Schnitzel Day.
Okay.
National Pet Memorial Day.
Oh, really? Wow.
I didn't know there were pets in the service. But,
I didn't either. Well, the injury is their dogs. They're the police dogs.
Oh, yeah. That's true. That's true.
Police
dogs,
yep.
And finally, Care Bears Share Your Care Day.
What? What the
Care
what?
Bears Share Your Care Day.
Oh my God! Now this is really sad. That's all. And yeah, you know, I hear some ridiculous. Today's drinking alcohol day, and for you people who are not drinking, should be not be drinking. Don't drink, but they're drinking anyway. I don't know. That's crazy. How do they come up with this stuff? Because I remember when I was a kid growing up, you never heard any of this stuff. Now all of a sudden, the past 10 to 15 years, I'm hearing all National Wiener Day, National Drink Your Alcohol Day.
I think these days have always been around. It's just since the internet has come around, now people are more aware of it.
I see.
What the deal is here.
My dad's still old school. He did that flip phone. He's not the internet. He's not computer. He hates computers. Don't anything to do with computer. He doesn't even have internet.
Want to know some highlights from today in history?
Yes, absolutely.
September 9th.
Sure.
September 9th, 1776, the Second Continental Congress made the term United States official, replacing United Colonies.
Wow.
So
I think I remember that.
I guess today would be the actual birthday for the United States.
Happy birthday.
In 1956, September 9th, Elvis Presley made the first of three appearances on the Ed Sullivan Show.
I remember that, yep.
I'm sure you do.
Yes, I do.
Let's see. Oh, and in 1991, boxer Mike Tyson, this is local.
Yep.
September 9th, 1991, Mike Tyson was indicted in Indianapolis on a charge of raping Desiree Washington, a beauty pageant contestant. Tyson was convicted and ended up serving 3 years of a 6-year prison sentence. So
I remember that. I do remember that. Yep.
That's some local news.
You know, I think Mike Tyson was a huge star back in the day. I mean,
he was. I met him a couple times when I was
a kid. I had too. I met him before too. But then
you know what? True story. He was the nicest guy. I was about 8 years old when I met him. I met him at a video store. Do you remember video stores?
Yes, I do.
It used to be a building you go in to get a movie instead of just watching it on your phone.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I walk in, and Mike Tyson is standing there.
Yeah.
And I walk in with my parents. They seemed kind of starstruck. They stayed back a little bit. I walked right up to him.
Really?
I'm a little kid. I'm like, I could take you out. Like, I challenged him to a fight. He got down on his knees and, like, play fought with me. Like,
no
acted
kidding.
Like he was boxing and acted like I knocked him out.
Wow. Well, that's good.
So that's pretty cool.
But he went through hardships in his life too, and like I mean, everybody does.
You can say it was fixed, rigged, whatever. I still say I took
the champ out.
I hold a victory over the then undefeated Mike Tyson.
I took the champ out. Yeah, I mean he's made a comeback too. He's had some rough life in his career too, and whatnot. He's been through a lot, but he's making a comeback. He's doing acting. He's been in movies, so you know everybody deserves a second chance. I think.
I talked about the Colin Kaepernick ads a little earlier. He put out an ad saying, believe in something even if you have to sacrifice everything or something like that.
Right, yep.
And have you seen all the parodies on Facebook?
No, I haven't.
You haven't?
No.
So it's a black and white ad. It's just a picture of Colin Kaepernick's face with that caption over it.
Okay.
So the parodies, I saw a Mike Tyson one. It said, belief in something, even if you have to sacrifice everything, just do it.
That's
I saw
how you
that
learn.
One. I saw a Michael J. Fox one where it was handwritten, but it was all like, scribbled.
Yeah, it was Parkinson's. Yep.
I probably saw 100 parodies. That's my favorite thing about the whole.
I have to check that out. But you know, it's this world's so crazy. It's just, I don't get it. You know, I wish people should just be happy, love everybody. I tell everybody, love one another, love each other, take care, respect one another. You don't have to agree on everything that's going on, but just respect that person and their decisions in their life.
You know what I don't agree with?
What?
This weather.
Well, you know, hey, you know, there's a saying, summer becomes fall, we all have a ball.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Right now, it's 56 degrees in Catskill, 54 degrees in Hudson. Tomorrow, it's going to be in the 60s.
It's going to rain tomorrow. It's going to rain all day tomorrow. Bring your umbrellas. Bring your boats.
Thunderstorms on Tuesday, but it goes back up to 81 degrees on Tuesday.
Yep.
And for the rest of the week, it's looking like it's going to be like in the 80s, which I'm happy about.
But do you know down south?
This fall weather, this early fall that we have here.
Well, you know, do you know down south they got three or four hurricanes brewing down south?
Makes sense. It is hurricane season.
Well, and next weekend we're supposed to get one of them hurricanes up here. I think Hurricane Florence is supposed to work its way up here. We get the remnants of it, all the rain and wind.
Okay.
It's supposed to hit down towards Virginia like this Tuesday or Wednesday. So, and they're supposed to come up the coast after that.
Are they bad? I haven't
seen them.
They're bad.
They're Category 3, Category 4 hurricanes right now.
Yeah.
And Puerto Rico.
I assume they're going to hit Florida.
Florida, yep. Puerto Rico, they've been hit. They're getting hit, you know. The poor people down there, last year, got two or three hurricanes and one after another last year. And so, if you're down south there, the hurricane's coming in, please be safe. You know, family members down there, check on them, make sure they're okay down there. Because, you know, it's the hurricane season. Down in California, they're burning up. They got people stranded on Interstate 5.
All right. We're running out of town.
Yeah.
Out of town. I'm running out of town.
Yeah, I'm sure you're running out.
We're running out of time.
I can't deal with Jerry no more.
So, once again, where can they find you? Are you on Twitter?
I'm working on it. I was told to get a Twitter.
Twitter.
I am getting a Twitter. I'm working on it this weekend to get a Twitter account, and I'll let everybody know what that is. But right now, I have my Facebook page, Jerry Diamond. My YouTube channel is Jerry Diamond.
That's D-Y.
D-Y, not I, because poor people don't dress. Rich people dress like this. And they don't. And I also got a comedy page, Jerry Diamond's comedy page. Check that out.
Okay.
So check my stuff out. Look me up. If you like what you see, hit like and subscribe.
And as always, you could follow this show on Twitter at Deplorable Radio. You could follow me on Twitter at Comedian Jason S. And we're out of time. We'll see you the second Sunday of next month, maybe, unless the time changes. I don't know.
Well, I don't know when time changes. I think it changes the first, second weekend.
I'm talking about the time.
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking time changes.
All right, we'll talk to you next month sometime.
Have a good day,
guys. Take care, everybody.
Love you guys. Be safe.